You're listening to the weekly sermon from Clarkston United Methodist Church in Michigan. We are a church dedicated to connecting people to people and people to God. To learn more, visit us at clarkstonumc.org.
Today's scripture comes from the book of Proverbs. Trust God from the bottom of your heart. Don't try to figure out everything on your own. Listen for God's voice in everything you do. Everywhere you go, He's the one who will keep you on track. Don't assume that you know it all. Run to God. Run from evil. Your body will glow with health. Your very bones will vibrate with life. Honor God with everything you own. Give Him the first and the best. Your barns will burst. Your wine vats will brim over. But don't sulk, dear friend. Don't resent God's discipline and don't sulk under His loving correction. Thank you, God, for this word. Thanks be to God.
Good morning.
Good morning.
I need to turn the mic off.
There you go. So, Bright Sunday started last year, and I didn't do it, but the seniors did. They came up with the idea of Bright, and that was their theme. This year, us seniors were tasked with doing the same thing, but we couldn't use Bright because we did that last year. So we brainstormed together and we settled on the theme of hope. Now, before even being asked to do the sermon, I had, just been thinking, and I thought about the themes of hope, of unconditional love, charity, empathy. But it's a good thing we worked on hope because I was ready to do that. And then I, of course, had to settle on scripture, and I picked from the book of Proverbs, which was written by King Solomon, who was deemed as the wisest king of them all. And it fits, but his book of Proverbs was used with other books of the Bible to be taught at a wisdom school to young Jewish men and women. And there was supposed to be rules to live by. That's the gist of Proverbs. Now, Proverbs 3, verses 5 through 12, begins with trust God from the bottom of your heart. Now, to say from the bottom of your heart is something that we say pretty often. I mean, probably. From the bottom of your heart is something that's easy to say, but more daunting to actually do. And this made me think about how often am I even trusting in God? I don't consciously think about trusting in God, but we do it every day with everything we do. And the second part is this: don't try to figure out everything on your own. I want to ask you if you've ever woken up and looked outside and thought the weather was absolutely terrible. Maybe it was raining, and you're thinking to yourself, it shouldn't be raining. It should be nice and warm and sunny, but we live in Michigan where it's a little here and there. Now, how many of you have woken up and just thought that the weather was too nasty to go outside and do anything? Just stay home and, yeah. We've been there, yeah. So I had one of those days last week where it was raining, and it seemed like every time I went out, it started to rain more, and every time I went in, it stopped raining. And, it was a little annoying, but it's how things are sometimes. This got me thinking about trusting God from the bottom of my heart and not trying to figure out everything on our own, because rain is something that happens. It comes and it goes, but, it's here, and it's something we have to deal with. And this got me thinking about, rain, and storms, and rainbows. Rainbows come after the storm, but not always, but sometimes they do. And it's nice to just look up after it stopped raining, and you can finally go on with your day, but you look up and there's a rainbow. That feels like hope to me. But Then I got to thinking that hope isn't really something we feel. It's something we do. We don't wake up saying, I want to hope today. But, you know, sometimes we have to, and that's what we do. It's how we get on. And then I got to thinking, well, it's been a while since I've seen a rainbow. So then, if you can't keep your head up, look around, look at the flowers. We were, as seniors, we were asked to think about one thing that represents hope in a color. And I talked about April showers bring May flowers. Because if you can't bring yourself to look up into the sky after the storm to see a rainbow, then look around to see the flowers. April showers do bring May flowers. Flowers have been part of our tradition for a long time, since the Egyptians, in fact. In the pharaoh's tombs, flowers were painted onto the walls of the pharaohs to be parted with them into their afterlife. Now, flowers don't really have any purpose. They just are. But we gave them purpose. We gave them meaning. And that gives me hope. Because flowers are just something that happened after the rain. But when we gave them meaning, we started to think them as symbols of hope. Things that you give to people to show your affection, how happy you are, how proud you are, or even how sad you are. It's just something we do because we really love flowers. And I realized that after growing flowers myself. That brings me to this part. Listen for God's voice in everything you do, everywhere you go. He's the one who will keep you on track. Now, the thing about rain is that it comes and it goes, but sometimes we're stuck. We can be stuck, and it's hard to look up for the rainbows and look around for the flowers. Now, my 16th birthday was one of those days where I got hit with the perfect storm. The months leading up to my 16th birthday and into the days nearing it, I had been experiencing some troubling back pain, which turned into nerve pain. But this had been right at the end of my last cross-country season. And so, you know, I wasn't running for a month because, you know, it hurt, but also because I was done with that. I had enough. But on my 16th birthday, I decided that I wanted to go out again. My friend had said that he ran 10 miles over the weekend, and he was pretty proud, so I said, you know what, I could do that. And I, you know, I wasn't really sure I could, but, you know, whenever you're going out on a run, you're always thinking, oh, I'll just go for however long I feel like, but it's really easy to say that at the beginning, but the farther you go, the easier it is to say, all right, I'm done. But that's not trusting in God from the bottom of your heart. That's trying to figure it out on your own. Don't assume you know it all. Run to God, run from evil. Now, when I left, I didn't plan on doing what I was about to do, and I didn't really know what was going to happen in the future, but I knew that in that moment, I was healthy. I was healthy enough to go run, and so I did. So I ran, and then about 4.5 miles, my watch died, so I had to switch to my phone to track my run. And then I didn't know how much mileage I was really at, so then I said, okay, I'll just, you know, if I go above 10, then I know I at least hit 10 miles. And then I got to 12 and a half, and then I said, well, I can't end on a half, so I went to 13, and then 13 became 13.2 to get to the half marathon mark. And now it was a Monday, and, you know, it was my birthday, and I didn't really have to do any of that, but I did. I was running to God for the first 10 miles, and then in the last 3.2, I was running from evil. It was rough. That was the moment where I was running through the storm, through the rain, figuratively, not literally. It was a nice day, actually, for November 22nd, but I did it. I didn't plan on it, but I realized that I felt good. I felt good for the first time in a long time, and I didn't know when I'd feel that good again. And that brings me to verse 8. Your body will glow with health. Your very bones will vibrate with life. I felt like I was on fire. I mean, from the pain, but also from just the pride that that I had finally done this and ran so far when I hadn't before. And I felt filled with life. I didn't start the run trusting in God, loving in God from the bottom of my heart. But in the end, I got there. That's what got me to 13.2. It's something hard to do again. It's really hard to give yourself, all of yourself, to something that you're really passionate for when there's so many things that are stopping you along the way. Honor God with everything you own. I did it. I honored God. I ran. I really did. I gave it my all. I gave him my first and my best. Now, the thing about that is that we never plan on doing our best because that's not how goals work. Goals are meant to be broken and then rebuilt to go even farther. But that's the thing about flowers. When it rains, it pours, but flowers don't grow in comfort. They grow in the rain. But I, myself, on that run, was growing in discomfort. Now, being 2 years later, I haven't done a run that well since. As a matter of fact, after my birthday that year, I hadn't run nor swim for 6.5 months. But this year, I finally hit my 10-year mark of swimming. I could have given up. It would have been really easy to not go out on that run, but I did it because I didn't want to quit. I wanted to hope. I wanted to go out there and say, this isn't going to get the best of me. I'm going to do it, and I'm going to try everything. Because if I didn't, then what was it for? I wasn't loving God from the bottom of my heart. And then I did, and I felt amazing. I was rewarded. Just as God rewards us with the flowers after the April rain, they're like an apology. Apology for the rain that we've been put through, and then we get beautiful flowers. So that's one thing you should do, is take a moment to look up after the rain at the rainbows. And if not the rainbows, then the flowers. Look around, smell the flowers, and admire them for what they are, for what we gave meaning to them. We give them hope, and they give us hope back. I want to leave you with a final piece of advice. Don't ever stop hoping. Remember that hope is not something we feel, it's something we do. And I never stopped hoping since my 16th birthday. As a matter of fact, I still run, even though it's not great, and I hate it. I hate it a lot. Like, I mean, really. I don't know why I do it. I've put myself through it for so many years, and I just keep going because that's what it is to me. It's hoping. Hope is something we do. And so I did. As a matter of fact, last week I ran in a race I wasn't supposed to because I'm not on the team because I said, I don't really want to do this anymore. And then I did. I did it again. I ran a second race that day without even being on the team just because I couldn't keep myself from it. But going back to that fear part of it, my pre-race routine is thinking about my friends, my family, my pets, animals I would like as my pets, like otters. I love otters. But I also love the other things too. But, you know, the goal of it is to remember the things I love, and that's why I'm running. Is running for the things that I love, things that I want, things I can be happy with. And once I've done that, I know I'm ready when my mind is clear and I have no fear for what's going to happen next. Because I know that when I get there, I can see the finish line in the distance. I'm running to what I love. That's hope. It can be hard to let go and have faith that it will work out. I titled my sermon, Have a Little Faith, And faith, you know, that whole saying goes around a lot, and it was sung about by George Michael and various other people because it's important. You gotta have a little faith. You gotta have faith. It's hard to do. But you have to trust in God from the bottom of your heart. Don't try to figure out everything on your own. Don't assume you know it all, because we don't really. We can try, but sometimes we don't have it in us. And those are the days where we stay at home and watch TV instead of going out with our plans because it's raining. And that's not all that bad, but sometimes we have to push ourselves out of the comfort zone. Like I said earlier, plants don't grow, flowers don't grow in comfort. They grow in the rain. Those who embrace God's wisdom are happy and blessed. On my 16th birthday, I embraced God for a while, quite a while, and I was in a lot of pain, but I did it. And I might not do it again until, you know, I'm probably gonna be super awesome and run a full marathon or a triathlon or something. I'm trusting in God from the bottom of my heart on that one. But honor God with everything you own. It's not something we think about, but it's something we should do. Have a little faith. It's not something we want to say, oh, I really want to have faith, but there are days when we just have to. Let go and trust. I know all this because we are all beautiful flowers that God created. We're all creations of God, but we forget that. We forget that a lot. So I want to ask you to wake up, you know, and think about that. Think about what Lane said about the sunrise and a new day of opportunities, what I said about April showers. And remember that there's always going to be another day. That's what hope is, knowing that there's another day. The other thing is that flowers grow. And as flowers, God loves to watch us grow and bloom and thrive, just as much as we love to see each other get there. It can be hard, but once you do, your barns will burst and your wine vats will brim over. That's what it's all about. It's about the goal. Even though it might seem far away, you might not see the rainbow in the distance through the storm, or the flowers, they might not have bloomed yet, because it's Michigan and spring is always farther than we think. But it's there. God's love is never ending, and it's steadfast. He will never desert us. The rainbow will come and the flowers will bloom, no matter how unending the storm is, how relentless it is. You'll get through it. You have to hope, but that's kind of what life is. That's what we have, is hope to get there. The last verse says, but don't, dear friend, resent God's discipline. Don't sulk under his loving correction. Now, that line wasn't intentionally supposed to be in here. That was added, but it's important. It's really easy to give up, to not have faith, to not have hope, to be overwhelmed and overcome by fear, grief, sadness. On my 16th birthday, I could have grieved for a future that I wasn't even sure of. I was ready to part with running, but I didn't. I ran and I ran and I ran to God and I ran from evil. And I will be thankful that I did for the rest of my life. It's not God's discipline exactly that says that we have to do these things. And it's not us, because don't assume you know it all, but kind of a bit of both. A bit of both to get us there. To get us through the storm. To see the rainbows and see the flowers. And so next time, maybe, if it rains and you're in the mood, go singing and dancing in the rain, like that one musical. But take a moment to just enjoy where you are. But don't let it get you down. Keep going. We're all beautiful flowers, and we love to watch each other grow. Thank you.
You've been listening to the weekly sermon from Clarkston United Methodist Church in Michigan. We are a church dedicated to connecting people to people and people to God. To learn more, visit us at clarkstonumc.org.